remember one occasion as a child when I got separated from my parents and I didn't know where they were. I can't remember how old I was. I guess I'd have been primary school age. But it was in Whitby. We were on holiday there. To be exact, it was in Woolworths in Whitby. It no longer exists. Gone out of business, hasn't it? But I remember being in that shop and suddenly realizing I didn't know where my parents were. And I was panicking. I was so scared. I was so worried. I decided that the best thing I could do was to go out of the shop, across the road, and stand by the car. I thought, surely eventually they'll come back to the car and they'll find me there. And thankfully, my plan worked. Before long, my dad came out of the shop, out of Woolworths, saw me by the car, came over, and I was so relieved. My worries disappeared, peace returned. I'm pretty sure that was true for my parents as well. But they were near again, and all was well. Listen to our verses from Philippians 4 for today. It's Philippians 4 at the end of verse 5, as well as verses 6 and 7. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now, sometimes it may feel in the Christian life that we're cut off from God, that we're on our own, and that causes us to worry, to panic perhaps. But these verses remind us that in actual fact, that is never true. The Lord is near. He is always near. He never forsakes us. His Spirit lives within us permanently the moment we put our faith in Jesus Christ. And we need to remember that when He feels far away, He's not. And because He's near, we can talk to Him. So when worry threatens to invade our hearts, invade our minds, the first thing we must do is talk to the one who is right there with us. Talk to the Lord. Pray. We must ask Him to provide for whatever our need is that is making us worry. That's what Paul tells us to do. In everything, through prayer and petition, present your requests to God. Ask Him for His help and provision. And as we do that, Paul also tells us, but make sure you say thank you as well for what He has given you. Saying thank you is a wonderful way to lift worry and anxiety. It reminds us of what we do have. Worry and anxiety tends to focus on what we don't have. This reminds us to focus on what we do have, the blessings we have received. And it reminds us, of course, that God is good. He is kind. He has given us so much already. And if He has done that already, He will keep doing it. As we pray and give thanksgiving to the one who is always near in this way, we are promised something in verse 7, that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God will guard our hearts and minds. You see, worry, anxiety, it is an invader into our hearts and minds. It doesn't belong there. It's not its home. It's an invader. But when we're in Christ Jesus, the peace of God will guard our hearts and minds, stand guard, bar the entry of worry. We must pray then that we will know that peace of God from the Lord who is near, and that we will not be worried. Remember to do that and experience that peace of God which surpasses understanding in Christ Jesus.